हरिः ॐ सहनवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्रीहद्वैतराधर शिव सरिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओके श्री Chaitanopanayam, then in the Natya Shastra, then chapter 14, zonal division. So we're on page 65, verses 16 to 17. Indication of rank and distance in walking. With equals, one is to walk side by side, and with one's inferiors, one is to walk surrounded by the latter. And handmaids are known by their walking before the master. The same place, if much walked over, will be taken as a distant land, and nearby land or lands of medium distance are to be indicated likewise. So, in other words, if you move on the stage and keep going around a bit, then you know they're going a long distance.
Yes.
But if they just move from one side to the other, it's short, or if it, you know, it's like that, then it's established.
Yes.
Verses 18 to 35, movement of gods and demigods. A distant land is indicated by walking over the same place with many circumambulations, based on the requirements arising from the plot of the drama gods. Semi-divine beings can be represented moving into cities, forests, seas, or mountains through the sky in vimanas. When they disguise as human beings, they must be represented as moving on the ground in order to be like a man. The gods and semi-divine beings can have unrestricted movement. Just one. Oh, okay, so it's part of this shloka, okay. The gods and the semi-divine beings can have unrestricted movement in Bharata, Haima, Harivarsha, Ilavrita, Kimpurusha, or in the northern Kurus. They have free access there. However, human movements can be displayed only in Bharata. Right? Because they can't go to these other places. That was what was so unique about Arjuna. He could go all the way to the northern Kurus. That means all the way to the other side of the Jambudvipa island. Mm-hmm. So people can't get it off of Bharat,
yes.
You know. That's the southernmost part. Mm-hmm. And so then he went up through all the other varshas, because then above that you have Kimpurusha and something else, and the ones in the middle, then the ones on the other side of the Meru, and that, and then like this, then he was able to go all the way up there. So when he went into the Himalayas and that, he went all the way past.
Yes.
So that's the thing. They're able to do that. We can't do that. You know. So it's just a matter of what your qualification. Like Srila Prabhupada was, when he was flying over the Alps in Europe, then he could see from the Alps all the way up to Mount Meru. And he made that comment. You can say they also go all the way up. And so then, but others can't see. They just see it just that little bit there and that's it. If a person has to go to a distant place on some purpose, the act is closed at the time of his departure, and his journey is indicated in interlude. Mm-hmm. Right? So if it's just, you know, you're going to a little bit farther here, but otherwise, then it's just it's shown by he leaves, okay, I'm going, and then when the next act starts, then he comes in, and then you start at the place there, or if you want to show things in between, you know, like that, you know. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So So you don't try to show that. You don't go around the stage 100 times. You know, he goes. The achievement of the object is represented after traversing. When the purpose is not served, the act is closed. While pursuing the main plot of the play, a moment, a muhurta, a yama, and a day to be represented in the course of a single act through the incidents. Right? Depending on what you want to do, then through what's going on there, then you represent all those things. Mm-hmm. So they have to show all that. Yeah. The incidents during a month or year need to be represented before closing the act. Events that take place after a year should be put in the next act. You know, so whatever's happening now, it goes like that, but what's after that long of a time, you know, then it goes into the next act. Divine beings' efforts and exploits should be represented according to their habits and powers. But their costumes and makeup should be like that of human beings. All the emotional states of gods are to be depicted like that of humans. Hence, they should not be represented as wrinkles, as they traditionally are, right? Because they have them as the oldest, so then they put wrinkles and stuff. No, there's no wrinkles. It's just like, you know, they're always young. So everything's just like they would be for the youth, yeah. For the emotional states and the sentiments in a play depend on glances.
Maharaj, I think this wrinkles, it's not wrinkles, it's wrinkles means just to, because they don't, their eyes don't
blink.
Blink, yeah, blinking.
So that's wink. Represents, I'll say winkles, not wrinkles. Winkle. Is that a word? Are you looking it up?
Yes.
Winkles. That's interesting if that's a word. No winkles, no winking. You know.
Huh?
No?
Yeah, extract or obtain something with difficulty.
Winkles. Winkles is to extract something or obtain something with great difficulty.
Yeah, well, if it is used as a verb.
No, but here it's being used as a noun, no?
If noun doesn't make sense. There it has other meanings.
But it's still a word.
Yeah, it's a word.
Wow, that's so cool. Never heard of winkles. Is it?
It's also small sea snail.
A small sea snail. Oh, a winkle, okay. Yeah, that I think I've heard of. Ruffles. Oh, okay, that's what I'm getting. Ruffles have wrinkles. No? They still use that one? Ruffles have wrinkles? Maybe it's an old one. It's a potato crisp, wrinkles
lays,
so that... Huh?
Ruffles lays... Ruffles lays chips.
Yeah. Okay. But before, I think no one had it, just this one company had it. Mm-hmm. No, it's ridges. Ruffles has ridges, not wrinkles. Ruffles has ridges. Okay, should not be resembled as wrinkles, which they traditionally are. Not sure that works. Because their endeavor you're going to show. Mm-hmm. Okay. For the emotional states, I would think the sentiments goes with emotional states. For emotional states and sentiments, or in the play, the emotional states and sentiments depends on glances.
Okay.
Does that work? And the emotional states are first indicated by glances, and then represented by gestures and postures. Or just the emotional states and sentiments in a play are first indicated by glances and then represented by gestures and postures. This is all about the zonal division.
This divine being.
Or just put, this is the end of the discussion on zonal.
This divine being means like they have the same body or clothes as the human being.
Yeah, but they would be, you know, in the royal dress and
yes,
all that.
Yes,
they wouldn't be walking around in how you say, stressed cargo jeans and stressed T-shirt with no sleeves on it.
Here it speaks
right,
of
right, and a big fat belly like Thor. No, they won't do that.
Tattoo.
You know, say it doesn't matter how much they eat, they won't get fat. Otherwise, why go to the heavenly planet? Why be a god if you eat and you get fat?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
So. Because it is the three gestures, here it speaks only what their gestures should be. When it comes to the costumes, then they speak about the hairstyle, what color costume they wear.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Is that, but it says they're like humans.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, but it says, should be represented according to their habits and powers. No, but it says, but their costumes and makeup should be like that of human beings. But at the same time, is it's within that, they may have a certain hairstyle, but they're all within the context of how we would do. You know, they have their likes. You know, Indra has a particular mentality, so he likes his hair in a particular way.
Yes.
You know, so it's mentioned, like, what was his name? When it was the Gandharva king. When he was at the Ganga with his wives, and then the Pandavas came down to the Ganga when they were after Ekachakra, when they came to the Ganga. Then, because it was at night, so Arjuna was carrying a torch. And so then the Gandharva then rose out of the water on his chariot and attacked him. Right? So then Arjuna, you know, just in the moment, chanted the Agnyastra into the torch and throw that. Because the point is wherever you chant it, like you see Brahmins, they just do it in the grass and throw the grass, and you know, because there's that whole thing in the bow of the air, the whole thing like that. The Brahmins don't worry about that; they just don't chant. And so then that he completely destroyed his chariot, and he fell out of the chariot onto the ground in front of Arjuna, and then he picked him up by his hair and dragged him over to a Yudhishthira. But it mentioned about his nice hair and, you know, the flowers and nice, you know, arrangements are done in the hair, like that. So, you know, they get into their hair.
One of the group, I think, with the other is the hair. It's first tufted in,
right.
And then there should be a pearl surrounding it. That is
yes.
Their uniqueness.
Okay, for one group.
Yeah, one group.
Yeah.
The other is a sun.
Yeah, you see that. Sometimes they do Krishna pearl. Like that. See. Has the knot on the top,
yes.
Then they'll put a pair of big pearls,
yes.
Around the bottom of it. So then you have the hair coming down and the pearls and the head. You know, because otherwise something just comes down, it looks unfinished. So you have to put something there, like that. The Orientals always put like these metal carved things and stuff like that. And, something. There's a weight to it. Maybe instead of about, put concerning. This is all about, means this. Or put a comma after all. This is all concerning the zonal division. Verse 36 to 54. Four local usages. I shall now resume the description of the local usages. Oh, you could also say his description. Yeah, this ends the description about the zonal division, because now he says he's going to resume the description. So that makes it more clear. Then you don't have to put a comma. Okay, usages, property, which according to experts in drama are four. Avanti, Dakshinatya, Panchali, Panchala, Madhyama, and Odra, Magadhi. Local usages. So south, Panchali, okay, means you have Avanti, which is in the Avantipur. That's the west, because I think that's Ujjain.
Yes.
So it's the west, Dakshinayana, the south, Panchali, Panchala, that's the north, because I think Panchala is above Hastinapur, and Odra Magadhi, then this side, the east.
East.
Yeah. It's said that Pravriti is so called because it gives us properly information regarding costumes, languages, and manners in different countries of the world. Vriti means information. Yeah, so Pravriti. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So it gives us information like that. Different countries are attached to performances which relate to the styles, such as the verbal, Bharati, the grand, Satvati, the graceful, Kaishiki, and the violent, Arabhati. Because of this, the four local usages develop and performances following them originate. So then they're going to bring about these. Because you'll see, as even in Kathy, those that are more verbal, those are more grand. You know, it's just like verbal would probably be more like kind of art house stuff or things like that. Like they've done movies where it's just two guys sitting in a room. Everything happens there, you know, like that. Grand, you know, is always the, you know, before the, in the golden age of Hollywood, it's always the panoramic, you know, it's just a huge thing like that. Chinese also use it. You know, they have the people. They can bring out 10,000 extras. You know, even Hollywood can't get that done. You know, but those that's not CGI. That's actual people. You know, so like that, the grand, the graceful, then there's always the refined and all those kind of things like that. And the violent, then, you know, there's always the, you know, the shoot 'em ups, you know, the cowboy movies, and nowadays all the, you know, different stunts, stuff that's always dealing with violence and all that. And so these are the popular things. So the graceful generally have that, what do you call it? The conjugal aspect. You know, the violent will be all the fighting. The grand will be just, you know, the big and things like that. You know, the verbal will be some more intellectual kind of things and discussing, you know, something important and like that.
These four are said to originate when Madhu and Kaitava were fighting with Lord Vishnu.
Huh.
I mean, that's where Brahma takes it from.
Okay.
So it's all during the fight, actually. All the four. Because the graceful are the dance aspect of the fight.
Right, yeah, okay.
Okay. So, and then the verbal is like how they talk and scold each other.
Yeah. No, it all comes out of the one. So that's why, in the thing that these four usages will be there, it's just what becomes more major.
Yes.
So different areas, then they prefer, you know,
yes,
one kind of aspect. Dakshinatya, local usage. Now it is said in this connection that the southern countries favor various kinds of dance, song, and instrumental music, an abundance of graceful Kaishiki style and clever and graceful gestures. They are as follows. Countries adjacent to mountains named the Mahendra, the Malaya, the Sahya, the Mekala, and the Kala Panjara are known as Dakshina Pata, Deccan, Koshala, Toshala, Kalinga, Moshala, and countries like Dramida, Andhra, Maha, Vaina, and Vana Vasiki, which lie between the southern ocean and the Vindhya Mountains, are always to take to the Dakshinatya local usage. Like if it's happening in that place, these will be the features.
Yes.
Right? You know, does that make sense? So if drama is taking place in that, there, they will have these features. Under Kati mentioned. Yeah. So it just means, yeah, it's just that between those. Avanti local use. So that means then various kinds of dance, song, instrumental music, abundance of graceful kaishiki style and clever and graceful gestures. That has to be the clever. It can't be sentimental or this or that. They'll have moments of that, but the prominence is it's very clever. So it's that combination of the performing arts, you know, and the gracefulness and the intellectual. Put that together, that's what gets dakshi. Because that's unique. Like, yes.
Even till today, the background music should always have been or something which is very...
Yes, yes. And the discussions are very intellectual. Yes. Even if you're dealing in emotional things, it'll be very intellectual, like that. Yes. So it's just the way it is. It's very far out. Huh? Avanti, local usage. Avanti, Vidisha, Saurashtra, Malava, Sindhu, Sauvira, Anarta, Ardavudeya, Dasarna, Tripura, and Mriti Kavat. Always take to the Avanti local usage. This usage depends on the grand, sattvati, and graceful kaishiki styles. Hence, these should be used in plays and should be adopted by the producers relating to the area. Right, so you have these four styles, and he's mentioned they come out of that original fight with Vishnu and Madhu and Kaitava. But at the same time as how they're mixed, that will be the specific. That's what makes the loka usage. You have these four aspects. Right. So these four aspects, that's the pravritti, or the dakshinatya pravanti, that's the
pravritti.
Okay, and then these are the elements vritti. That make it up, are these four.
These are called vritti styles.
Oh, vrittis, these are the vrittis.
And pravritti means people
who okay, behave. So the vrittis are these, and when they're combined together, that gets the pravritti, which is the dakshinatya avanti. Like that. Okay. Nice. So you have the practical. Okay. Odra Magadhi, local usage. Eastern countries such as Anga, Vanga. I mean, that's this side. It means Anga and Vanga is Bengali. So that means Karna was hanging out with the Bengalis. That's why I guess he was so political. Utkalinga, Vatsa, Odra. Odra Magadha, Kundra, Nepala, Antargiri, Bahirgiri, Pravanga, Mahendra, Malada, Malavartaka, Brahmottara, which is known as Sumottara, Bhargava, Margava, Pragjyotisha. I think that's Pragjyotisha. I think that's up in Manipur, that side. Pulinda, Videha, Tamralipta, and Pranga adopt the local usages known as Odra Magadhi. In relation also to other countries known as in the Puranas as belonging to the east, the Odra Magadhi local usage is applied. This local usage depends on the verbal, Bharati, and the graceful kaishiki styles, right? Yeah, because Bengalis are like it to be some nice, yeah, hot topic like that. And but it must be graceful. Yeah. Panchali, local usage. Countries such as Panchala, Surasena, Kashmira, Hastinapur, Vahlika, Salvaka, Madra, and Ushinara. Yeah, Madra is up north. It's not not Madra, meaning the Madras province down south. It's up north.
It is Madra.
It's up north. Cause, so Madri was from up north, like that. And also Draupadi, she was from up north.
Yes.
And Ushinara, which are contiguous either to the Himalayas or the northern bank of the Ganges. So it basically is what's the northern bank of the Ganges, but it's not east, but as the Ganges goes up, so that northern part as it comes down to where you get to then where the east starts. So everything that's there in north. But even though Nepal is there, it belongs to the east.
Yes.
So the Nepalis will relate more with the Bengalis than
yes.
that. It's this side, it's one kind of mentality.
Yes.
Like that. Does that make sense? And so there they might have a central thing and that has a mentality. And then the other has a mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's always the mountains and rivers which change the nation.
Yes, no, mountains always. You always see if there's a mountainous region, the people are always different. So interesting things. Most countries they have quite a difference in different regions, and they're all quite different. And that, but you always see the mountains are different again. Like in Poland, someone was telling me that there's no cultural differences from anybody, north, south, anything. But there's a mountainous regions; they're different.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, you know, like Spain, it has there, and then they have the mountains, and then they're always the mountain. They're always trying to get freed from that, or Iraq and Syria, and then you have the mountains where the Kurds live. They're always trying to be different. So it's always, yeah, the mountains will be different mentality than those who are not in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, yeah, it's just how Krishna arranged the creation. So it's always going to be that way. Okay. They take to the Panchali, Panchala Madhyama, local usage. In this usage, the grand and the violent styles are known to predominate. Okay, that's Hollywood. Okay. The application, okay, that's where all the Germans and the Northern, like, okay, yeah.
Well, it seems that it is when we have like Kshatriya, many are coming from this place.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's your main, where you always talk about them, is that. Not that they don't come from other places,
yes.
But they're still...
In India, also more than 90% are from Punjab and Haryana.
Haryana, or even farther up into the Himalayas, yes. There, all these, what do you call it? What's up there? Dehradun, and all those places. They're the maximum people who just on their own join the military.
Yes. Yes.
It's just, and the Nepalis, they're famous for that. It's just, if there's... if there's Gurkhas and you don't have any, then better to go away. The application of these means a paucity of song and excessive movement and extraordinary gaits and steps. So there's going to be less song and stuff. There's going to be more of these other grand and excessive movements and grand steps and all that, and lots of fighting and stuff like that.
Hollywood is a perfect example.
Yeah, yeah. At least the older ones, or even some of the newer things. It's just, it's perfect in that. Experts should produce their plays and styles which have been prescribed before for the local usages in different countries. In other words, if you combine these elements in this way,
yes.
It will work.
Yes.
But if you combine it in the wrong way, it won't work. So sometimes they go, everybody does it, let's do this. It doesn't work. And they always say, why is this? They have their formulas. People are always wondering why these formulas are there. So doubted. Why doesn't it move on? No. People are still breathing air, aren't they? They're still eating and sleeping. So then why won't these things go on? So these are the four styles. So grand and violent. Then verbal and graceful. Then grand and graceful. And...
only grace.
Graceful and?
Only grace.
Oh, just graceful.
Sometimes they don't want to get into anything.
Yeah, okay, but it's supported by lots of music, dance, and that, and cleverness. So it still is there, but it's the graceful, but with those elements. So you get the clever, but that comes in, you see, with the Bengali, or the eastern side, with the Bharati. It comes in more, so they can have all kinds of discussions. Ganobolto? Amara Bolbina? Gabolchi Amara Bolbina? Yeah, so you get into all that kind of stuff.
More personal.
Yeah, personal, in your face. That's pretty far out.
Yes.
You can see is you can't do outside of that. And you see what works and what maintains, what sustains, will follow this. And if it doesn't follow this, it won't last. Like that.
Because it seems that in the past, when people were traveling, they were more or less coming back to their own place.
Why wouldn't you come back to your own place?
But nowadays,
you go to that place, there's only chapatis, there's no rice. Or there's only rice, there's no chapatis. Yes, it's kind of like, hey.
But now many people move in different parts of the world and they stay. Not anything,
no? That's because of the money. That when the money runs out, you'll see that. I mean, like, let's say in America, if somehow the economy collapses and it won't get it together, they'll all come back here.
They don't purchase anything there. They increase their land assets in India.
Yeah, no, that's very far out. It's like that. Yeah, unless somehow or another it's a very good investment. It's immediate, not long term. You know, it's got to be really. Yeah, so they don't. So they always come back. Why won't they come back? You know? How do you say? Italians don't make that great of baguettes. You know, like that. They have their own, you know, bigger, fatter, more crunchy. You know, come on, you want to refine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Verses 55-60. Two general types of play. Right? So you get all these different things. So we now know is that there's movements, how the movements work, and then they're going to be applied into these usages, because that covered all like that. What's the what was it? The mandala would be more the fighting. So that would be used more in the panchali aspect. You'll see that more, yes. You know, like that, and then you know, and the dance parts would be used in more of the other, especially in the dakshinatya, you know, like that. So then you get the more maximum of that. So it's just a matter of what comes out. Yes.
So well structured that first you discuss each individual links, and then together when it comes as a movement, and then in gates, then you know all the movements. Then you're trying to imitate somebody. So first you should know all the background of the movements to imitate somebody.
Yes, yes.
And then you imitate, but then for what purpose? And to represent the whole thing is in this chapter.
Yeah. Yeah, because if you don't know, because then they just say, this is there. But if you don't know what this is, you don't know what that movement is. So then they just have to mention this movement. Like here, it mentions that there's an emphasis on these things, so we know what those things are. Yeah, it's just very, very scientific. So this would be also how you would study it. Like that. Okay. Two general types of play. The production of a play in conformity with the rules of dramatic practice is of two types. Delicate, Sukumara, and energetic, Avidha. Footnote 27. Sukumara play is represented by Sringara Rasa as it demands real depth with poetic and graceful representation. And Avidha play is represented by Virya Rasa, which demand not hot exchange of words, vigorous action, and fight. Right. So then, so you see, is that the what was it? Only in the panchali, then there wasn't the kaishiki is not there. Otherwise, it's in three of them, and the bharati is only in one of them, and the septvati is only in one of them. Oh no, septvati is in two of them, and the
arvati.
It's only in the one, the violent. But like that, it's interesting. The kaishiki is in three of them. So like that. So, for what do we have? Grand and violent. How you say? Intellectual and graceful. Then graceful and grand. You know, because that's fine. Dwarka, that side, because that's where the majesty is. And then the south is just graceful. You know, but it has to be clever. You know, and nicely done. I see. The violent type. The play which requires energetic avidha, gestures and dance movements, angahara, to represent, cutting, piercing, and challenging, and contains the use of magic and occult powers, as well as artificial objects and makeup. And has more men and less women, and applies in its production mostly the grand and violent types, is of the energetic type. Right, so that means the panchali more. Production of a play of this type should be made by an impersonation of gods, Danavas, and Rakshasas, who are majestic and haughty, and have heroism, energy, and strength. Right, if you want to bring those out, those things, then that's what it has to be in here. Because otherwise, if they're not, hati, heroism, energy, strength, then it won't match. Because right? Hati means, you know, you're proud of. You know you're good and you're proud of that, but you show that to the others. But it's not that you're necessarily illusioned by it. But it's just like that. The delicate type, the nataka, the prakarana, the viti, and the anka, act plays, are of the delicate type. And so, did he mention...
Those are mentioned later.
Okay. And they, yeah, but I'm just saying is these are of the ten.
Of the ten, four of them.
So 1, 2, 3, 4 are the delicate type. So that means then, that, and then of some of those, are they of the violent, or violence just one of the ways it can present?
These should contain the delicate, definitely. Others may or may not contain.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. These act plays, because it means nataka means 10 acts, and then the prakarana, viti, and anka, then it doesn't. All
nataka
it has
and it's just prakarana are. Nataka and prakarana are 10 acts generally.
Okay.
And the viti is less. I think the anka, I don't remember.
Okay. Are of the delicate type, and they depend for their production on an impersonation of human beings only. So generally, it would all just be the humans. That aspect is there. You can have demigods around the edge. Mm-hmm. But it won't be prominently then. But when you're getting to the other, then it will be, you know, all like this. Gods, danavas, rakshasas, because it has that grand, it has a violent, big production, that kind of thing. But if you're doing the delicate type, then it'll be more around the humans. It doesn't mean demigods aren't there, like Nala and Damayanti. It doesn't mean that the demigods don't show up. Like the swans show up. You know, they're from heavenly planets. You know, they're gold. They're big. They're gold colored. You know, when they move their wings, gold dust comes out. Like this. And so Nala's looking at them. They're so beautiful. Oh, no. It means they're very beautiful. So he's looking at them. But he's the most beautiful living entity in the universe, except for Vishnu. And so, therefore, they're looking at him. And so slowly he just walks up to him and grabs him. You know, and then it's like, hey, you know. And so then, you know, they're saying, hey, don't hurt us, you know. Like that. So it's kind of like, okay, then. So we'll do some service for you. And then they tell them about Damayanti and this and that. So you're going to have, and then the demigods come down for the Swayamvar. Like that. So they'll be mentioned, they'll be there, but it'll all be in support of this delicate.
Yes.
You know.
But this indicates that delicate and energetic is like, you know, like a love in fighting.
Yeah, basically. So is it based on the virya? Like I said in the beginning, you have the virya and you have the conjugal. These are the shringara. These are the two main plots. Then all the other, you know, all the other secondary rasas and all that, and other main primary rasas, they all would support these two. But, you know, you could have a family of you know, how you say, criminals. And there'll be the family interaction, but it's all about violence and that. So there won't be a lot of music and this and that. You know, no poetry. Okay. Does that make sense? You know, so it's very strange with that one guy, then he quotes from the Bible and all that, makes it very grand and very things like that before he shoots him. You know, so you know, at least the grand is there, but you know, he's poetry. It's like, well, where does this come from? You know, does that make sense?
When we see the four direction, can we say that? The country we are, for example, far away, west, have the same...
Basically, you'll see. I mean, I can't speak for all places. I always notice north and south, definitely. But then you'll see, like, the west, like in America, the west coast, the mentality is very different from the east. And the north is different from the south. Very different mentalities. You know, they themselves talk about it. Like, the southerners go up north, they don't like it. You know, if it's good for work, then they'll be there. But then they'll hang out with other Southerners because, you know, everything's different. How they deal, you know, things. So West Coast, they have their own mood. They don't necessarily like the East Coast. East Coast doesn't like the West Coast. Too laid back. You know.
Also, it depends on how many mountains and rivers you're separated from the East, West, and North.
Yeah, and they'll also do that because the rivers will also have a thing. Like, you know, you take that big river, the Rhine. So probably the north of Rhine will be different than those in the south of Rhine, because I think it moves around a bit. It goes through the whole of Europe.
Yes.
And it goes out into the Baltic or the Mediterranean?
It's coming from Balkans.
Oh, from the south, and it goes up north and ends in the Baltic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe that's what the connection is.
And it's turning.
Yeah. So but where it turns, you'll see those on one side of it. It'll be different from there. And when it turns the other way, then these will be different from those.
Yes.
You know, the mountains also will create. So the south side of the mountains will be one thing.
And in France, we have two provinces called Alsace and Lorraine. Well, sometimes French, sometimes German. So it's like quite unique situation. No?
Yeah.
Different.
Yeah, so in other words, if everything's pleasant, nice, and going efficiently, then they're French. And when it's not, then they become German. So then...
Are they on that mountain? No mountain. It's just the Rhine.
The Rhine, yeah, they're on that side.
River. Should be either a mountain or river, so that you have both.
Yeah, so you get that. So you see here the Ganga plays part, and then there's below the Ganga, there's the Vindhya Mountains.
Yes, yeah.
So then below the Vindhya, down to the oceans, that's then the south.
Yes.
And then what's above that, you know, to the just above that and around the Ganga. In other words, all the whole Ganga and north of that.
Yes.
That, but you know, not including Nepal, that would be the north.
Yes.
And then what's to the west of the Vindhyas, you know, out to the sea and all that. Then they'll be different. So that's also probably why that when you mention, even though they're technically as part of the Dravida Desh as far as states go. But if you tell Gujaratis that they're South Indian, they don't like it. Because they're actually, then by this definition, what they prefer, what they like, will be Western.
Yes.
Like
yes.
That.
Saurashtra is the part of Gujarat.
Yeah. Saurashtra is kind of that north part on the ocean there. And it also mentions then into Sindh and all those places.
Yes.
I'm not sure if it includes Punjab. You kind of get the idea Punjab is part of the north.
It's not.
Yeah, because they like the Virya and all this kind of thing. The grand, you know. The tractors are always bigger. Everyone else has a small. They got the monster tractors. Yeah. Verses 61 to 77, two practices. I shall now define the two practices, dharmi, which have been mentioned before. What is the dharmi?
No. Basically, the dramatic place.
Dramatic place.
Play, two kinds of plays according to whether it is realistic or...
Okay, so the general types of plays, so it means the delicate or energetic, and then whether it is...
Realistic
or it is stylized.
Yeah, I didn't get a better word than practice. What it called them.
No, I would say two styles.
Then the styles is the four styles, basically. The graceful style, that terminology.
Oh, okay. Okay. Then, yeah. Okay. Two practices, two... maybe two presentations.
Yes, presentations.
Presentations may work. Is it's more realistic or it's more stylized? Okay. Realistic practice. Yeah, instead of presentation. The play depends on natural behavior in its characters and is simple and not artificial and has in its plot profession and activities of people and has simple acting and no playful flourish of limbs and depends on men and women of different types. It is called realistic, loka dharmi. So it'll just be local what's happening. You know? So it's just happening in the backyard of your place and all that and all the neighbors and the guy coming out on his veranda when something's going on with his cup of coffee and hey, what's happening? You know, and stuff like that. That'll be, how you say, local, loka dharmi.
It generally plays on social issues.
Social issues, yeah, all that kind of thing. Grassroots, you know. Grassroots. Conventional practice. So that's the interesting, that's conventional. So there's realistic, which is loka dharmi, then there's conventional. So in other words, the conventional is the main. If a play modifies a traditional story, introduces supernatural powers, disregards the usual practice about the usage of languages, and requires acting with graceful angaharas, and possesses characteristics of dance and requires conventional enunciation, and is dependent on a heavenly seen and heavenly born males, it is to be known as conventional. If anything not admitted as real by people is invested in a play with a corporal form and speech, the practice is also called conventional, not the autonomy. Yeah, so then that definitely might be Bollywood. You know, the guy jumps up in the air and does a, like, there's this thing where they do, you don't see it so much anymore, but there was this thing where they do a spinning back kick.
Yeah.
They go up with one leg and then you kick and you fall over on your leg like that,
mm-hmm.
right? But in Bollywood, the guy will go up and spin 10 times, hitting him in the chin each time. And it's only on the 10th time the guy goes flying because he's been hit 10 times. Like that, you know, even though the previous one only moved his head a little bit. And then the guy lands, even though it's absolutely impossible. So that's conventional.
And the Bollywood guys feel the South movies are even too much because he doesn't even hit. He puts his leg so heavily that everybody...
I mean, he just hits the ground. And so like Thor, right? He just hits the ground and everything falls
yeah.
over. Yeah.
So they think the South movies are too much illogical.
Yeah.
It's more grand, bigger.
Yes. So much about the zonal division, the two practices, and the four local usages. Experts in dramatic production should know these and put them properly into practice. I have described properly the histrionic representations by the Shaka and the Angaharas. What was the Shaka and Angaharas?
Shaka is the sub-lymphs.
Okay.
All the branches of lymphs.
Okay. And Angaharas?
Angaharas is the movements.
The movements. Okay. What limbs are there, what poses, and then how those move from one to the next. Okay.
Shaka is given because it represents the whole thing, and Angaharas also represent the whole movement.
The whole movement. Yes. Oh, Shaka means all the position of the limbs,
yeah.
But then when you move from one, it has to show that because you don't just stand there.
Charis are single leg.
Unless it's waiting for Godot, then they just sit there and do nothing. So it is the Bharati to extreme. Nothing else happens. Absolutely nothing else. No gracefulness, nothing.
So basically, when you want to represent the whole thing, you can say Shaka for gestures, I mean the bodily limbs, and Angaharas because they represent the whole, like not just one leg, two legs, but the whole.
Mm. Okay, so how one moves and then how all of them move together. Positioning and movement. Okay. I shall afterwards speak similarly about the representation depending on words, which consist of vowel and consonantal sounds. Wow, consonantal. Nice. Vriti, having completed discussion on Angika Abhinaya gestures, the next chapter commences to elaborate on Vachika Abhinaya, verbal expressions. So these all came is because the gestures are going to be done through these forms. Which gestures you use, which combinations you use, how you show them on the stage, how you show distances. So everything that happened about the Angika. Right? Because there was the Angika, then there's, that means the bodily, then there's the verbal, then there's the...
Costumes,
and isn't there the facial or something? Or
Sattvika.
The sattva. The sattva.
Yes.
So all the motions and face and all that. Okay, so now we're going on to the verbal. Chapter 15 to 17. Sanskrit recitation. Adhyaya Prakashika. After concluding the discussion on Angika Abhinaya, gestures and their uses, Bharat Muni next speaks elaborately on the second aspect of Abhinaya, which is Vachika, verbal recitation. Verbal recitation is of two types, Sanskrit and Prakrit. The Sanskrit recitation means, Prakrit means languages derived from Sanskrit. You know, like you have Sanskrit, then you have Bengali, or you have Sanskrit, and then you have Punjabi. Or, does that make sense? The Sanskrit recitation gives due regard to the rules of grammar, metrical pattern, chandas, and the poetry.
Kavya should be there.
And the poetry.
Kavya should be there.
Okay. These rules and their applications in a dramatic composition are elaborated in the following three chapters, 15 through 17. First in chapter 15, the author describes about the importance of speech, the essential elements of grammar, and different metrical patterns used for composition of verses. In the next chapter, the author further elucidates on each type of meter and its subcategories with illustrations. In the 17th chapter, the author discusses the characteristics or excellent points of poetry. Yeah, but notice he's taken so many things there, and then these two have been rejected. Right as he was sitting here, like he was there ready to pick it up. What? It only takes 10 sticks, but you have to bring 100. But of that, he brings 20. And then they get rejected, and he just keeps bringing them back. But not all exactly. The one that was dropped, don't take the one that was earlier, and then keep going back. And then at some point, they all get... In the next chapter, the author further elucidates on each type of meter and its subcategories with illustrations. In the chapter 17, just in chapter. You can say in the 17th chapter, or in chapter 17. The author discusses the characteristics or excellent points of poetry, its ornaments, faults, and qualities. Also, he details on the application of the rules of grammar, meters, and poetry in the expression of different sentiments. Shloka Nasharanam, verses 1 to 4, chapter 15.
Because we are giving all the 15 to 17 together.
Oh, I see.
Because all are on Sanskrit and then...
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. Importance of speech in the drama. Interesting, because in the modern universities, you have a major that you can get a degree in. It's called speech and drama. the best of brahmanas, I shall now speak about the characteristics of the verbal representation which has been mentioned before and which arises from vowels and consonants. One should take care of words, for these are known as the body of the dramatic art. And gestures, costumes, and makeup, and the acting of sattva merely clarify the meaning of words. Right. So now we have another thing. It's the words being said that they're very important. So how well that's put together.
Yes.
Then you show the emotions and all that. So if there's a problem in the words,
yes.
You know, or nowadays sometimes they try to show everything just by the gestures, costumes, and makeup, and they don't really have a good script in the way of the words, then it still doesn't work. Right? So there must be the proper words. Like that. Does that make sense? Or if they're doing something else, it's just showing a certain little simple thing, then it'll be a short. It won't be a long presentation. So this also gives a point, is that so the words that are there means you're supposed to create an impression within the audience that's elevating and connecting them to the Lord. So then that means the words that are used are the most important thing to do that. And then everything else, gestures, costumes, and makeup, and acting of sattva, that backs it up.
Yes.
That gives the like a foundation to make it more obvious and clear.
Yes. Yes.
In this world, the shastras are made up of words and rest on words. Hence, there is nothing beyond words, and words are the source of everything. Right? Because it said, Narayanad Udbhuto Yam Varna Kramaha. All the varnas and that come from Narayana. So that means all the words, everything come from Narayana. The Vedas come from Narayana, like that. So that's then where everything starts. You know, that's why you say, in the beginning there was the word.
Yes.
Right, around here, the bird's the word. Right, you know. Huh? Huh. verses 5 to 35, chapter 15, different aspects of recitation. The verbal recitation is related to knowledge of nouns, nama, verbs, akyata, particle, indeclinable, nipata, prefixes, upasarga or upendra, secondary words, word derivatives, tadita, compound words, savasa, euphonic combinations, sandhi, and case endings, vibhakti. So, in other words, it's a combination of nouns and verbs. That's what it's going to be. You can't just use nouns, you have to have the verbs. You can't just use verbs, you have to have the nouns. Because that's the whole point, is nouns are the existential things that verbs are describing the movement of or the usage of. Right? And then these other things, the indeclinable, the prefixes, the secondary words, derivatives, compound words, euphonic combination, the case endings, those all simply put the words together so that your nouns and verbs exactly express what you want to say. So in other words, the speech in the drama has to exactly express what you want to say. You can't just leave it that, oh, you're expressing, you're going along, and then you don't know how to express it, so you just leave it to the gestures, costumes, and makeup. No, they have to have the proper words. Otherwise, different people may take it in different ways, and you won't get a consistent result. So,
can we summarize that it is why when a person from drama, he must know his speech by heart?
Yes, it should be. Unless it's they know it by heart, because even if it's reader's theater, they know it by heart. They just hold the book. It's like a prop.
Yes.
You know, make things more, because you have no costume, and it's just more dramatic. You have your book and you're moving. So,
because it's almost impossible to repeat the same gesture. Means.
Because if you know the words by heart, then you can focus on the gestures and movements. But if you don't know the words, you're focusing on that, then where will be the sattva? Where will be all these things? Because you're just trying to remember your lines.
Yes.
So that's why they would know the lines. You know, unless it's completely impromptu or something like that. You know, like devotees might put something together. Then it doesn't matter, because then they'll make the moves, they'll say things. You know, it'll work out because everyone knows the story and it'll be half the fun. But.
Same thing.
No, this one he took before, that one that was dropped, he took that one, and this one got dropped. That was the last one he took. Now we'll see which one. Because that one over there is too big. And if there's more than one nest, then it's even better, because something dropped by one nest than the other one. Yeah, see? Right up there.
Again, rejected.
Yeah. So like that. It's the same. Whatever it is, you got this. No. Now we don't want that. Now we want this. Can we make the windows bigger and all that? No, we want the kitchen, you know, small and comfortable and all that. But we need more shelf space. And we need, you know, it's too many people. And we need more floor space. And we need more counters. And no. Yeah. Okay, well, that means then we can do that. We can take out this wall here. No. We don't. We're going to keep it within this space, because that's the living room and all that. And then when they talk about the living room, you got to knock a wall and take half the kitchen. So it's like that. So that's what's going on up there. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai.